Well, this week, the Innovation Trail takes a look at the economics of guns in New York State in light of the newly passed gun control law. This morning, the Innovation Trail's Matt Richmond reports on the millions in tax incentives, loans, and economic development grants to the private sector New York State gives out each year. Every state does it, and New York has little choice if it wants to prevent companies from leaving. But additional attention is now being paid to the incentives going to the gun industry in New York.
In a letter dated January 3rd to Empire State Development President Kenneth Adams, State Senator Liz Krueger urged an end to incentives for the firearms industry.
I'm still awaiting a formal letter of response, but I have been assured that this was a grant made in a previous administration, not Governor Cuomo's administration, and that the monies that were committed have been spent and the quote-unquote relationship is currently over between Remington and New York State Economic Development.
Krueger is referring to the $5.5 million that went to Remington Arms in the last 5 years. The incentives to Remington in New York are among $19.9 million given by nine states to makers of assault weapons in the last decade and were revealed in a list compiled by the Maine Center for Public Interest Reporting. The $5.5 million came as Remington's parent company consolidated manufacturing from plants in Massachusetts and Connecticut to Ilion, New York, where Remington has manufactured firearms for nearly 200 years.
They were down to close to 600 jobs, and now they've more than doubled that.
That's the state senator for Ilion, Jim Seward.
These are good manufacturing jobs. Obviously, we want them to stay.
Seward says as many as 40 of the guns manufactured in Ilion can no longer be sold to civilians in New York. The state's new gun control law, known as the SAFE Act, banned semi-automatic weapons with certain design features deemed military style, like detachable magazines or folding stocks. The company can still manufacture the banned guns in New York for export, but Seward says cutting off Remington from future incentives would make it even harder to keep the operation in Ilion.
I must point out that they are being constantly recruited by other states, and at some point, and we hope this day does not come, but at some point the company could say, well, hey, why should we remain in a state that is perceived by many as being hostile to law-abiding gun ownership?
Politicians in Michigan, Texas, Oklahoma, and South Carolina are reportedly all trying to convince Remington to relocate. And state incentives to the firearms industry in New York don't stop with Remington. Another manufacturer, called Kimber, which makes guns that are not classified as assault weapons, received $700,000 from Empire State Development in 2009. And a Lewis County-based company called Otis Products has received $2.2 million from the state and the local industrial development agency, according to a database compiled by the subsidy tracking organization Good Jobs First. Otis makes gun cleaning equipment. In her letter to Empire State Development, Krueger didn't specify between makers of military-style weapons and the rest of the industry. She says the state should prioritize other investments over gun makers.
There are large numbers of businesses who have applied for regional economic development grants throughout the state, including from the same region that Remington is in. They have been rejected for grants because there wasn't enough money for them.
New York's pension fund also invests in the firearms industry, holding shares worth $2.2 million in gunmaker Sturm, Ruger & Company. State Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli announced earlier this month that the state would not be making further investments in gunmakers. North Carolina-based Remington Arms has not announced whether it plans to move its manufacturing out of New York. In Binghamton, I'm Matt Richmond for the Innovation Trail.
And tomorrow we'll hear about the impact of the state's new gun control law on North Country gun dealers. Reporting by the Innovation Trail is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. For more, visit innovationtrail.org.